父神，我们感谢你把这一本宝贵的约伯记赐给我们。
实在，
我们实在觉得这本书是我们所需要的，也是我们所不大容易明白的。我们求主在这几天用真理的圣灵来引导我们，让我们可以从这个话里面认识你的美意，了解苦难的奥秘，给我们有力量知道怎样在这苦难的世界站立得稳，做一个刚强荣耀你的人。求主用你的话来造就我们。
Lord,
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的圣名。阿门。我们这次要用五堂的时间来查约伯记。
We'll use five messages to cover the book of Job.
共有42章。
Totally have 42 chapters.
实在是要很快的把它读过去。
We have to study it very swiftly.
我不知道我们这里有多少人读过约伯记。
I don't know how many of you have already studied this book.
请举手一下，好不好？
Can you raise your hand, please?
好，谢谢。
Thank you.
并没有全部读过。
Not all of you have studied it.
那我盼望，无论读过没有读过，在这一次，我们来参加聚会的人都赶快的把它读一遍。
Whether you have studied or not, I hope this time we can study it all together.
这样我们讲的时候就比较容易一点。
So when we talk about this, it'd be easier for you to understand.
我们为了时间关系，就用几句话把这本书的背景讲一讲。
For the matter of time, I only use a few words to give a general introduction.
可以说，在圣经66卷里面，约伯记是古老的一本书。
In the whole Bible, has 66 books. This is an old book.
是最古老的。
The oldest.
甚至可能说比摩西五经还要早。
Maybe is even older than the Pentateuch.
我们很清楚知道这本书是个犹太人写的。
We know this book is written by a Jew.
因为是用很优美的希伯来文所写成。
He was written with the beautiful words of Hebrew.
在一方面，罗马书第二章那里告诉我们，神的圣言是交给犹太人。
In the second chapter of the book of Rome tells us that the word of God was given to the Jewish people.
所有的旧约圣经都是犹太人写。
The Old Testament was written by the Jews.
神藉着选民把他自己用文字启示给世界上的人。
God chose the chosen people to inspire them to reveal himself to us.
为什么说它是很古老的呢？
Why we say that this is the old book?
因为我们知道在旧约的所有圣经里面都含着犹太人律法的背景。
Because in Old Testament, it all contains the background of the law.
比如说摩西五经是讲到这个律法颁布的经过。
For instance, five books of Moses talks about how the Lord was given to us.
也以后差不多每一卷旧约的圣经都讲到神的律法。
And in the other Old Testament books also tells us about the law of God.
唯独这个约伯记没有这个律法这一个字样的出现。
Only the book of Job never mentioned about the word of law.
也甚至于没有这个会幕的礼仪和献祭这等等的这个历史的记载。
Neither it mentioned about the tabernacles and ceremonies and the offerings.
这很明显的告诉我们是写在律法和会幕之前的时间。
So it tells us clearly that this book was written before the tabernacle was made up.
我们读第一章看见约伯他是个家长，他为他的儿女献祭。
In the first chapter, it tells us that Job was the head of the family, and he offered offerings to God.
他是个家长，他也是个祭司。
He was the head of the family, also he was a priest.
而不是一个立位人来做祭司。
He was not a Levite to be a priest.
什么时候是家长做祭司的呢？
When did it start when the head of the family?
你看，在亚伯拉罕以前的人就是如此。
That was before Abraham.
那亚伯拉罕为他的儿女献祭。
Abraham sacrificed for his children.
你看，挪亚为他的儿女献祭。
Noah sacrificed for his family.
那么我们再看这个约伯的寿命是很长的。
We know that Job's life was very long.
多大的年岁呢？
How old was he?
我们至少知道他不止140岁。
I think it's probably more than 140.
因为他在受了灾难以后又活了140岁。
Because after his suffering, he lived another 140 years.
如果他在后来所蒙的福是加倍的话，
if the blessing he received after his suffering doubled the one he had before,
也包括他的年龄，
also include his age.
那至少280岁。
At least he lived about 280 years.
那旧约圣经什么时候的人活那么大的年岁呢？
When did the people in Old Testament time live this long?
就是在摩西以前的人物。
That's before Moses was lived.
摩西活了175岁。
Moses lived 175 years.
那么以撒活到180几岁。
Isaac lived 180 some years.
那这一个约伯呢，有那个寿命的那个年数呢，似乎是与那个时代的人相似。
The life length seems to be similar to that state.
所以我们真是很有福气研究世界最古的书。
It is very fortunate to have this opportunity to study the oldest book of this world.
这本书到底讨论什么问题呢？
What does this book talk about?
是讨论一个最古老的问题。
It talks about very old problems.
是人人每一个世代的人都问到的问题。
It's a question every generation will ask.
为什么义人会受苦？
Why the righteous man will suffer?
那么神就借着约伯把这一个奥秘启示给我们。
Through Job, the Lord has revealed this mystery to us.
这实在是一个奥秘。
It indeed is a mystery.
我们用很多的思想来思想，总想不通的。
We can never understand it with our own thinking.
感谢神，他借着约伯这个人，把义人为什么受苦来告诉我们。
Thank the Lord through Job that He told us the truth why the righteous.
所以我们用心读这本书，我们受苦的时候，如果是为义受苦，为罪不再累啊。
We study this book and think if we suffer for righteous, it's not including suffering.
我们就不会灰心丧胆。
Then we will not be discouraged.
我们也能够借着这本书去安慰那些为义受苦的人。
And also through this book, we can comfort those who are suffering.
我们现在来读约伯记第一章第一节。
Let's read Job chapter first and verse one.
练到第五节。
Through verse five.
我们一起来练。
Let's read Job together.
乌斯地有一个人名叫约伯，那人完全正直，敬畏神，远离恶事。他生了七个儿女，他有七千羊，三千骆驼，500对牛，500母驴，并有许多仆婢。这人在东方人中就为自大。他的儿子按着日子隔在自己家里舍摆宴席，就打发人去请了他们的三个姐妹来，与他们一同吃喝宴宴的日子过了。约伯打发人去叫他们自洁，他清早起来按着他们众人的数目献燔祭，因为他说恐怕我儿子犯了罪，心中离弃神。约伯常常这样行。这五节圣经是论到受苦之前约伯的为人。
This five verses tells us before the suffering how Job was.
虽然是很短的五节圣经介绍他，
Even just short and five verses,
但是却把这一个人很完全的介绍出来。
And give us a very clear introduction of his
person. 可以说他是世界上少有的完人，一个幸福的人。
It's a very rare person in this world. He was perfect and very fortunate.
一个幸福的人是怎么样子的呢？
What is a fortunate man?
不一定都是穷人。
not necessarily poor man.
穷人可以幸福的。
Poor man can be fortunate too.
啊，我们看见这个有钱的人也可以幸福的。
A rich man can be blessed.
那这里这个约伯，他的财产非常多。
Job has a lot of wealth.
那这些财产呢，都是古早时候的人以十五来计算的。
At old time, they judged the wealth by the amount of the material.
那他有许多的牛羊仆婢这等等。
He had a lot of sheep and servants.
到底值多少钱呢
？How much is worth?
我稍微用美金来算了一算。
I measured with the US dollar.
差不多有140万美金。
About $1,400,000.
那这个是。在今天来讲也是少有的大富翁了。
Even today is a very little of
the 那对儿女来说呢也是非常幸福的。
Talking about children, he was fortunate too.
啊，七个儿子，三个女儿。
Seven sons and three daughters.
我们今天觉得很累赘。
We think it's cumbersome to have so many.
那是因为我们养不起。
Because it's too expensive.
嗯。没有这么地方好养。
You don't have enough space?
那现在与从前是不同。
It's different from before.
在那个时候呢，这个多儿多孙呢，不在乎的。
At that time, they have a lot of children. It's all right.
地方那么大。
So they have a lot of space.
你看，他所有的都是完全数。
All he had was a perfect number.
啊，七是个完全，三也是个完全，加起来十又是个完全。
Seven is perfect. Three is perfect.
儿女多不一定全是福气。
To have more children not necessarily is a blessing.
如果大家吵架，父母头痛死了。
The children fight with each other is really a problem.
我只有一个儿子，他没有人吵架。
I only have one son, nobody fights with him.
那么这个十个孩子吵起来啊，两个两个，这五对要吵架。
Ten children will fight with each other five pairs.
所以呢，父母听起来很难过。
So it's hard for the parents.
可是这里呢，他十个孩子都很听话。
And here, ten children, they are very obedient.
彼此相爱。
Love each other.
轮流请客。
They will take turns to invite each other.
在一起啊，真是啊，是让父母得到很大安慰的一件事。
Give comfort to the parents.
特别是在有钱人的里面很少有的事。
Especially, it's very rare among the rich people.
多半有钱人的儿女啊都不大乖啊。
Usually, the rich people's children are not.
约伯的儿女不是这样。
And not for Job's children.
那么约伯还有什么幸福呢
？What's the other fortune?
你看他有很好的朋友。
He had a lot of good friends.
在他什么都丧失的时候。
When he lost everything.
有三个朋友不远千里而来。
Three of his friends came from thousands of miles away.
我们常说有钱的人的朋友多数是酒肉朋友。
We say rich people they always have a lot of friends only for eating and drinking together.
不错，约伯有很多酒肉朋友。
It is true, Job has a lot of friends.
但是他也有一些知心的朋友。
And he also have a lot of true friends.
这些人对待他是。不建筑在利害的关系上。
They treat him nice, not because of his money.
这也的确是一个有钱的人很幸福的一件事。
Indeed, this is a fortunate thing for a rich man to have.
这个人也有名誉。
He also has fame.
这里说他在东方人中就为自大。
It tells us he was the greatest man
among men. 我们用金钱可以买很多东西。
We can buy a lot of things without the money.
但是我们没有办法用金钱来买名誉。
But we cannot buy our reputation with
money. 约伯的名誉不是他金钱所买来的。
This reputation is not bought by money.
乃是他的为人所获得的。
It's his personality.
他这个人有智慧。
He was wise.
我们看见他的言论里面显出他是个大有智慧的人。
Through his talking, we can see his wisdom.
他知道人生的哲学。
He knows the philosophy of human life.
他对于天文地理有许多丰富的知识。
He knows about things in heaven and on earth.
但是更重要的，他有为人的智慧。
And the most important, he has the wisdom.
你看见他怎么教导他的儿女。
Look at how he taught his children.
你就知道他的儿女所以能够那样相爱。 赐予他的教导是不可分开的。
And you see how the children love each other is related to his teaching.
就是今天我们许多在美洲的中国父母们千万要注意效法的一些事。
This is something should be our example of the parents in the United States.
你看，当他的儿女们在那里吃喝宴乐的时候
，When the children eat and drink together，
那背后总有着老父亲在那里为他们扫望，为他们祷告。
Behind, the father always watch over them and pray for them.
他知道一个人在快乐的时候容易放大。
He knows that when a person is joyful and happy, they can be very easily boastful.
丰富的时候容易犯罪。
When they are rich, they can very easily sin.
所以他天天清早起来，按着数目，就是说一个一个的提名，为他的儿女祷告。
Every morning that he will pray for each one of his children.
他不但是盼望他的儿女行为不要犯罪。
Not only he hopes his children will have good conduct.
他说怕我的儿女们心中犯了罪。
He was afraid that in the children's heart.
所以很关心他们为人的那个实质。
So he really cared for the reality of his personality.
他不但是偶尔这么做，他也是常常这么做。
He doesn't do it just once in a while, but he does it very often.
这是一个多么有智慧的一个人。
A wise man.
不但这样，最宝贝的，他是有那个美好的灵性。
Not only that, he really has a very beautiful spiritual life.
甚至于神也称赞他。
Even God praised him.
说啊，我的仆人约伯完全正直，敬畏神，远离恶事。
He said, "My servant is upright in integrity, fear God, and to turn away from evil."
这个完全是指着他的为人的生活的完美。
He said he was perfect because of his life.
这个正直是指着他处事为人的公正。
He said he was upright because how he deals with the business.
所有这些行为都是由于对于神的敬畏所产生的。所以这样的一个人是神的荣耀，神所要称赞。
Such kind of man really is the glory of God, deserves God's praise.
那么现在我们要问，为什么这样一个人要会受苦？
Then we want to ask why a man like this should suffer.
我们就知道事情是发生在天上。
We know things happen from heaven.
地上的一些事根源是在天上。
Everything happened on earth, the root is started from heaven.
这是我们大家要放在心中的一个教训。
This is a teaching we should keep in our mind.
我们看第六节。
Let's see verse 6.
有一天，神的众子来侍立在耶和华面前，撒旦也来在其中。耶和华问撒旦说：“你从哪里来？”撒旦回答说：“我在地上走来走去，往返而来。”耶和华问撒旦说：“你曾用心查看我的仆人约伯没有？地上再没有人像他完全正直，敬畏神，远离恶事。”撒旦回答耶和华说：“约伯敬畏神，岂是无故的呢？你岂不是四面圈上篱笆，维护他和他的家，并他一切所有的吗？他手所做的都蒙你赐福，他的家产也在地上增多。你且伸手毁他一切所有的，他必当面弃掉你。”耶和华对撒旦说：“凡他所有的都交在你手中，只是不可伸手加害于他。”于是撒旦从耶和华面前退去。那这里就讲到这个约伯的受苦是由于天上辩论的结果。
From verse 6 through 12 tells us the suffering of Job is because of the result of the argument in heaven.
我们听到这里，我们都很气神。
When we read about this, we are probably angry with God.
因为他挑起来辩论。
Because he was the one stirred up the argument.
他一辩论又忍不住气。
He argued with them and he cannot control himself.
这个约伯一 被这个魔鬼啊来控告一下。
When the Satan accused Job,
那神就受不住急降罚。
And he could not stand.
马上就把约伯交给撒旦。
He handed Job over to Satan.
那么人就倒霉。
Then the man is the one really suffered.
神跟魔鬼辩论，人是个受害者。
Because of the argument of God and Satan, that man is the one really suffering.
是不是这样？
Is it true?
我们知道，这是表面的看法，实是不是如此。
You know, this is just a superficial way. Truly, it's not like that.
我们要知道一件事。
We have to know one thing.
主耶稣讲过，在世上你们有苦难。
The Lord Jesus said, in this world, you will have trouble.
为什么这个世上有苦难呢？
Why do we have trouble in this world?
因为这个世上有罪恶。
Because there is sin in this world.
罪跟苦难是不能分开的。
Sin and trouble is inseparable.
那这个苦难是从哪里来的呢？
When the trouble comes from.
圣经里告诉我们，不是从神来的。
Bible told us it's not coming from sin.
而是从撒旦来的。
Came from Satan.
撒旦怎么来的呢？
How did Satan come?
你看，撒旦他因为地上有罪，还有他的权柄，所以呢，他能在世上制造苦难。
Because there's sin and the trouble in this world, Satan can create trouble in this world.
今天，一天世人在罪中，这个世界一天脱离不了苦难。
As long as you live in sin, you can never get away from trouble.
但是一个基督徒在世界上。他怎么能够避免这苦难的环境？
How can a Christian in this world avoid this troublesome life?
所以神说，你们在世上有苦难。
So God said, you will have trouble.
因为这个世界，这是一个苦难的世界。
Because this world is a miserable world.
你看见，虽然约伯受苦。
When you see, Job was suffering.
那魔鬼啊，要神来伸手来苦害约伯。
Satan told God to stretch his hand to make a Job suffer.
那神却不伸手的。
But God will not stretch his hand for that.
那这个魔鬼说啊，你且伸手毁他一切所有的十一节。
Satan said, put forth thy hand now and to cut all he has.
啊，但是这个神没有伸手。
But God didn't.
神乃是说把这个对于约伯的这个保护暂时把它放弃。
God only.Take away the protection for Job temporarily.
所以你看见，在约伯从前的生活里面，一直是在苦难的威胁之下。
You know, in the life of before, Job was in the threatening of the trouble.
为什么没有影响到他呢？
Why that trouble didn't really?
魔鬼啊，都知道一件事，在约伯的周围啊，有一个篱笆把他包围起来。
Even Satan knew that was a thing.Existed because God put a hedge around him.
那现在呢？不过是神暂时把这个篱笆拆开了。
God now only temporarily take the hedge away.
那这个约伯啊，就受这个世界苦难的影响了。
That's why Job was influenced by the suffering.
那么为什么啊，神要把这个篱笆拆开呢？
Why God want to take all the protection away?
那这是那个问题的根本。
This is the root of the question.
但是我们可以知道一件事。
But we can know one thing.
魔鬼要使约伯受苦，是一个早已经有的计划。
Satan wants Job to suffer is a long existing thing.
啊，并不是在那天辩论的时候忽然之间来了这么一个攻击。
It's not just happened at the day of argument.
我们为什么说他早要想来攻击约伯呢？
Why we say that Satan wanted to attack Job at the beginning?
因为他知道约伯周围有篱笆保护。
Because he knew there was hedges around Job.
你怎么知道他周围有篱笆保护啊？
How do you know there was hedges around Job?
因为他已经走了多少圈？
Because he has run around several times.
就是找不到破口。
He just could not find the way.
就好像你的家门口有很多的警卫啊，所以他想偷也偷不到。
Just like your family has a lot of guards, nobody can break in.
那你就晓得这个约伯心存诡计。
We know that Satan really has this deceitful idea.
他知道在神的那个儿女之中有一个人是他要攻击的对象。
You know, there was one among his children is the person he wanted to attack.
这个人把他打倒了，神就要受极大的亏损。
If that man is really poor, God will be in point.
那就是神所最值得骄傲的人。
That's the person really God take pride of.
把他打倒，许多的儿女都跟着倒下去。
If this man falls, many other children will fall together with him.
所以魔鬼也懂得擒贼先擒王的道理。
So Satan really understands if he wants to capture the others, he wants to capture the leader.
在波士顿教会刚创立的时候
when the Boston Church was started,
人数不是很多，已经讲过。
We didn't have many members.
但是有些弟兄姊妹很热心。
But a lot of brothers and sisters really enthusiastic.
尤其是其中的一对夫妻啊，很同心，很火热的侍奉。
There was a couple really wholeheartedly to serve the Lord.
忽然之间没有多久啊，这个姊妹啊生了好多的怪病啊，一样一样都来了。
But not long after, the sister had all kinds of the funny disease.
在这个教会的工作开展的时候，她得了怪病好几个月。
At the beginning of the church, she was sick for several months.
这一个人生病之后啊，问题就多了。
When she was sick, a lot of problems came.
如果是一个不三不四的基督徒生病，没有问题的。
If it's a wishy-washy Christian gets sick, that's no problem.
这一个基督徒一生病呢，很多人打电话给我了。
But when this Christian was sick, some people called me.
不但是不信主的，信主的也打电话来了。
Not only non-Christians, also Christians.
啊，教牧师啊，怎么他这么爱主，和生这么怪的病啊？
Reverend Zhao, why this person loved God so much?
神为什么让他遇到这样的事啊？
Why God want her to have this?
如果他遇到这样的事，我也不爱主了。
If this things happen to her, it's not worth for me to love.
那你看见这个后头是不是有一个很阴险的计划在其中？
You know, there is a plot behind.
那所以在这里，这个撒旦要攻击约伯。这不是一个临时有的计划，乃是久已有的存心。
So Satan want to attack Job is not just a sudden thing, but it's a thing has planned for a long time.
那么为什么神要用约伯受苦呢？
Why God allows Job to suffer?
这就是神要有很多的恩典和真理要借助约伯显明出来。
Because God want to reveal a lot of truth and grace through Job.
我们都知道刚刚讲过世界是一个苦难的世界。
We just mentioned, this world is a miserable world.
很多人不信主就是好像看不见好神的大能。
A lot of people, they cannot believe God because they cannot see the power of God.
对于这个苦难的问题啊，人不能够了解。
The problem of suffering, they cannot understand.
那么现在呢，神要用一个人让他知道苦难虽然大呢，但是你要站在神的一边呢，苦难是可以得胜的。
Through Job, God wants to tell this world, even though we have problems, that only if we stand with God, we can overcome.
神找一个什么人呢？
What type of person God?
神找一个能够站得住的人，把这个谜打破。
He chooses a person who can indeed stand up and can break all this mystery.
让许多在困苦、痛苦里头的人，那个心里的谜可以打开。
So the others who are also suffering can solve this mystery.
那么在约伯的身上有什么特点？
What's the characteristics of Job?
就是这一个人实在有一个单纯的信心和宝贵的信仰。
He does have a pure faith and a very precious faith.
神的确把这个人非常的认识，非常的尊重。
God really knows him and also respects him.
在魔鬼的眼睛里看起来
In the eyes of Satan,
约伯是不值钱的一个约伯
It's worthless in his eyes.
他说约伯敬畏你岂是无辜的呢
He said, does it have no reason that Job respect you?
他因为要得你的好处嘛，他当然信你了
Because he want to receive your blessing, that's why he believed you.
所以你没有好处呢，他信心就没有了。
You take away.
有什么价值？
In Satan's eyes, Job was really nothing.
但是在神看起来呢，约伯这个人是非常宝贵的。
But in the sight of God, Job is so precious.
他知道约伯信仰的纯洁。
He knows that his faith was pure.
他知道约伯这个人为人的确是正直。
He knows that his conduct is perfect.
这个任何的苦难不能够动摇他对于神的信心。
All the suffering can never shake his faith.
怎么能够把这一个尊贵的人，一个信仰纯洁的人，把他表示出来
？How can we manifest this magnitude?
也许是杰作他受的苦难一切东西搏斗的时候他仍然站立得住把这个与尊贵就脱颖而出
It's when he suffers and encounter all kinds of trouble he can still stand up
那你在这里就看见魔鬼不是无所不知的
So you know that the God Satan really knows everything
但是神却是无所不知的
God is the one he is pre-omniscient
他可以知道他这个人的真实的价值所在。
He knows the true value of a man.
我们也看见这一个荣耀的见证。
You can see the glorious witness.
也把神的荣耀彰显出来。
Also, God's glory is revealed.
啊，神是不是好到一个地步啊？他不给东西，我们还觉得他很可爱呢
？If God is so good, not even He doesn't give us anything, we still think He's lovable.
恐怕很多人说不可爱。
Maybe many of us would say he's not loved.
但是有一个人说，神不给东西呀、啊，神还是可爱的。
But one person would say, even if he doesn't give me anything, but God is.
我爱他不是东西，因为爱他自己。
I love him not because of all the material things, but I love him.
这个神就是全然可爱的神。
God is a person really loving.
这就是约伯的信心。
This is the faith of Job.
我们感谢神，那天幸亏没有找我们去实验。那天要找我们试验了，我们早已经丢神的脸。我相信我们很多人，所以信主都是有一点好处才信主。考试考不过去了，主啊，给我考试，给我就信你了。出国出不成了，让我出国，我已经信你了。
I cannot go to the foreign country. I ask God, God give us a diligence.
我的病不好，你医好我的病就信你了。
If I have disease, if God heal me,
我做生意赚钱就一定信你了。
If I earn money in the business,
是啊，这祷告半天好处都不来了，这个神不灵，不信。
When we pray for all the blessing, if I don't receive it, then we just forget about it.
约伯的信仰不是如此。
But that's not the faith of Job.
所以神放心的把它拿出来。
So God just choose him out.
让人可以知道人的尊贵所在
so that we can see a dignity of a true man
也让人看见神的本身是怎样一个完美的神
so we can also see God himself how perfect
当然啊，这个魔鬼的工作在别人的身上不一定就在约伯的身上是完全一样
of course Satan doesn't attackOther person the same way as he attacks Job.
那今天呢，我们只来看约伯这个人的本身。
Today we only look at Job.
那在神的天上聚会的时候，我们看见有撒旦出现。
When there's an assembly in heaven, Satan was one of them.
你就知道这个撒旦他在这个时代里面还是有相当的自由。
We know at this generation, Satan still has quite a lot of freedom.
我刚刚说，因为有罪的存在呢，总有罪啊的根源，撒旦自由的一天。
When as long as the sin exists, Satan is free.
这个是神的宽容和忍耐。
This is God's tolerance and His patience.
你说神宽容魔鬼啊，我们就倒霉。
You say because God tolerates Satan, then we are the one really suffering.
其实神并不宽容魔鬼，是神宽容罪人。
God is not actually tolerate Satan, but He tolerates sinners.
因为很多的罪人还没有悔改。
Because a lot of the sinners have not converted yet.
所以呢，神希望他悔改，以后呢再来毁灭罪和毁灭啊罪恶的泉源魔鬼。
God hopes that the sinners will repent, then.Later on, that he would destroy Satan.
所以我们千万不要啊，以为这个神没有办法来对付魔鬼。
We don't want to think that God is not able to destroy Satan.
那为何在这里让我们看见这个撒旦的性格，他的作为活化在我们的面前
？Here we see Job's personality and character.
不是 Job, 撒旦。
Satan's personality.
那么这个这些呢，让我们可以识透魔鬼他的真面目。
So we can truly understand how Satan is.
那么你看见这个撒旦到天上来是必定是有所作为的。
Satan come to heaven, there was a purpose.
他来呢，就是要控告神所拣选的人。
He goes to heaven to accuse the chosen of God.
你看神在那里问他问题呢，这个撒旦的这个诡诈的性格也从他的回答里面表达出来。
When God asks him question, his deceitfulness.
那说你从哪里来？他说我在地上走来走去，往返而来。
God asked him, "Where are you coming from?" He said, "From roaming about on earth and walking around on it."
那这个回答，你看见答了好像是不答一样。
This answer really is not an answer.
意思就是说我很自由自在，你管我从哪里来。
It implies that I'm free. What it has to do with you?
那。这个撒旦也表明他工作很忙碌啊，所以啊，我来也不是简单的事情。
He also says that he is very busy. It's not easy for him to go up to heaven.
啊，在哪里忙碌了？在地上忙了，很忙去的。
Where he was busy about, he was busy on earth.
那就是彼得前书第五章第八节那里所说。
It's just like what Peter, First Peter chapter 5.
你们的仇敌魔鬼好像吼叫的狮子。遍地游行。
Your enemy is like a rolling lion, rolling around.
所以你知道什么人容易给魔鬼啊抓住
？You know who is easy to be captured by Satan.
也是无所事事，地上走来走去，一定碰到他。
You have nothing to do and roaming about then.
难怪得那一天大卫一下就碰上他了。
No wonder David that day he got nothing to do, he met Satan.
人在前方打仗的睡觉睡到太阳平息。
Somebody was fighting in the front and he just sleep until in the afternoon.
他起床了精神那么好还要散步游行。
He got up and feel so good and walking around.
啊看步游行平台上看见人家女人洗澡看得很带劲。
And he saw some lady was bathing.
那魔鬼说哎正好我也很带劲你跟我一起走。
So Satan said, "Good, just follow me."
啊，所以这个懒惰的人呢，常是魔鬼的差役。
So a lazy person usually is the servant of Satan.
那么这也表明魔鬼呀、啊，他不安的那一种情形。
You can also see the restless of Satan.
你知道，啊，这一个一个野兽啊，关在笼里面呢、啊，就跟魔鬼呀、啊、的表现差不多，走来走去，往返而来。
When you see a beast of shut up in the cage, the way he walks just like Satan.
为什么他觉得他的行动不自由啊？有一种威力挟制着他。
Because his action is not free, there is a threat.
那撒旦已经知道，在这神的那个里头，他已经被了定罪。
He knows that in God he was condemned.
所以他的心情不安，如丧家之犬。
So his heart was restless.
那么这个撒旦他要什么样子来苦待约伯呢？
How Satan was to give trouble to Job?
你看见他的那个手法是非常隐秘的。
He used a very cunning way.
那当他从神那里得了许可的时候呢，他就要把他所得着的许可全部的使用出来。
He used all the permission from God and used all the permission to work on Job.
不过呢，他用这一些。攻击约伯的方法呢，就是找一个最恰当的机会。
And he also used the best way to attack Job too.
怎么样子来攻击一个义人
？How did he attack a righteous man？
这个信实啊，希望我们了解之后，可以知道我们的遭遇有的时候跟这个相似。
We know the nature, then we know this will happen.
魔鬼的攻击一个义人，第一我要说，义人本身是没有罪的。
When Satan attacks a righteous man, first this righteous man.
而这些苦难的来到了第一个特点，就是出其不意，突然降临。
The trouble comes all of a sudden.
那你看这个第十一节这十三节这里说， 他的儿女正在他们长兄的家里吃饭的时候。
In verse 13, and the day when his sons and daughters eating, drinking wine in the oldest brother's house.
所以正在平安稳妥不应该有毛病的时候，莫名其妙的发生了大的毛病。
When everything was restful and smooth, and something all of a sudden happened.
那让人那个措手不及，难以站立得住。
And make man is not expected, very hard to say.
第二个特点是什么呢？
What's the
就是这一来之后啊，这个灾地一连不断的去降临。
When the trouble comes, usually it's one after another.
哎呀，我希望大家把这几个字啊，把它圈一圈，就晓得那时候紧张的情形。
I hope you will circle a few words, then you can see the excitement.
啊，你看这个第十三节有一个正字。
In verse 13, while they were eating.
那第十四节讲牛正在耕地，驴在旁边吃草。
In verse 14, while the oxen were plowing, some people
eating. 你看这个第十八节说啊，你的儿女正在他们长兄的家里吃饭的喝酒。
In verse 18, while he was still speaking, your sons and daughters were eating.
那另外还有几个字，就是那些报信的人呢，还说话的时候，第二个又来了。
Another thing is, while the messenger was talking, another man came.
啊，你看整个的过程呢，恐怕不到一个钟头就完全发生了。
Probably everything happened within 1 hour.
那这个头一个使者来报告。
When the first messenger came.
那么就报告啊，他的这个牛啊、驴呢，全部都给毁灭了。
They told him the oxen and donkeys were destroyed.
当他的话还没有讲完了，第二个使者又来了。
While he was talking, another messenger came.
说你的羊群呢，跟仆人有火降下来烧死了。
So your sheep and servants were consumed by fire.
那这个人还没有报告完了，第三个也来了。
While he was talking, another messenger came.
说是个加勒底人呢，把骆驼也抢去的，把仆人也杀死了。
He said the Chaldeans came and take away the camels.
那这个人还没有讲完呢，第四个又来了。
While he was talking, the fourth messenger came.
哎呀，这真是连连的击打。
Really, one after another.
啊，这是第二个特点。
That's
the second thing. 那第三个特点是什么呢？
What's the third?
啊，就是彻底的毁灭。
It's a thorough destruction.
哇，没有留下任何的产业。
They didn't leave any possession.
没有机会能够做一点的准备，或者有一点的留下。
They had no opportunity to make any preparation for
it. 那么第四个特点是什么呢？
What's the fourth characteristic?
就是做了这一些呢，把它真相都掩盖起来。
After all this, they covered the truth.
你看见约伯完全不知道后面是撒旦的工作。
Satan didn't even know all behind all this is the hand of Satan.
他所看见的就是天灾人祸。
All he saw is some famines and the trouble.
这个祸首在后面呢，在那里逍遥自在。
And the one who worked on the trouble, he was free.
这一个打击啊，对于约伯是多么的沉重啊！我们没有方法能够估计。
This is really a heavy shock from Satan. We cannot estimate.
约伯在这样的打击之下，他怎么表现呢？
How did the Job express himself?
我们看见他的确按照神所认识的得胜、刚强、站立得住。
That he will reveal himself like a successful man. God knew him.
如果那一天是我们的话，我们恐怕就是受不了了。
If it were us, probably we couldn't stand it.
不要说四样事，一样事临到，我们都会发疯。
Don't say one thing, even one, four things, even one thing, we will be, broken down.
如果有一天你银行的存款一下子一个钱不剩了，你发疯吧。
Maybe one day the savings of the bank.All lost.
那我们来看约伯的反应，能够告诉我们他得胜的原因。
Through his Job's response, we can see the reason why he is a victor.
我们来读第一章第二十节和二十，一直到二十一节。
We read chapter 1, verse 20 and 21.
我们一起来念。
Let's read all together.
约伯便起来撕裂外袍。剃了头，伏在地上下拜说：“我出生出于母胎，也必出生归回。赏赐的是耶和华， 收取的也是耶和华，耶和华的名是应当称颂。那这里我们看见约伯得胜的表现。那真是一个基督徒那个很值得啊欣赏的一幅图画。那一方面，他表现出他是一个有血有肉的人。
From one side, he is one with the flesh and bone.
那他有悲伤，他有难过。
He has sadness and he is suffering.
他难过到一个地步，把外袍撕裂，把头剃掉，伏在地上。
He was so grieved and torn his robe and shaved his head.
有很多人说，这还表明他还不是完全得胜。
Some say because he did this, we cannot say he is a perfect man.
他应该怎么样呢？应该含着笑来泯念您苦难。
Then you should face it with a smile.
啊，他一方面在那里感谢，一方面在那里欢笑。
Stand there and thank God and smile to God.
那如果是这样一个人，我们说是天上人，不是地上人。
If there's somebody act like that, we say he is a man.
没有一个人说这是我们办得到的。
Nobody can say I can do that.
我们感谢神，约伯不是个木头人。
We thank God.Job is not a man without sense.
他是有情感的，他是有神经的。
He has emotion, he has nerve.
所以受苦他也是担当不住的。
Suffering is hard on him too.
但是他竟然担当住的。
But he stand up anyway.
他所以担当住不是他肉体的力量，乃是信仰的力量。
The reason he could stand up not because of his flesh.
这就是一个人与动物不同的所在。一个动物受苦，他就担当不住，他就逃，他就反抗。
When an animal is suffering, he cannot stand it. He tries to escape.
但是一个人有灵性，他有灵性的力量，可以胜过那物质的打击。
When a man has the spirit, he can overcome this problem.
那么到底这个约伯他得胜的那个信仰秘诀在哪里呢？
What is his the secret in his faith?
那二十一节是一个很值得我们注意的。
Verse 21 is a
worth our notice. 那这里说，我出生出于母胎，也必出生归回。
Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I shall return.
赏赐的是耶和华，收取的也是耶和华。
The Lord gave and the Lord has taken away.
耶和华的名是应当称颂的。
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
这里就看见他对于神的恩赐有一个正确的看法。
Here tells that he has a very correct perspective about God's blessing.
那这就是一个正确的信仰所不可少的一个认识。
It's inevitable in our faith.
从他降世以来，他所有的一切，他都知道是神给他的恩典。
Everything he's birth, he knows everything he had is from God.
没有一样是他自己的。
Nothing from himself.
所以他知道神仍然对他那些东西有绝对的权柄。
He knows that God has the sovereignty of over the things what things have.
神给了他享受，他感谢。
God gave him blessing, enjoyment. He thanks God.
神把他的东西拿回去，他还是感谢。
When God takes all the blessings away, he also thanks.
因为这个没有什么不合理的事。
Because this is just natural thing.
常常我们倒有一些不合理的要求。
Sometimes we ask God very unreasonably.
我常发现有些人你不能好待他的。
I found that some people it's hard to treat them nice.
比如说他来这地方住，他一样也没有。
When they come over here, they didn't have anything.
你就把家具借给他用。
And you lend your furniture to them.
啊，汽车借给他用。
You lend them the car.
那以后呢，他用惯了。
Then after he is used to using that.
你呢，觉得你也需要用一用。
Sometimes you feel you need it too.
你就跟他说，对不起啊，我要拿回来，我自己用一用。
Then you say to him, I'm sorry, I need it myself.
哇，你一这么讲，他就生气。
When you say this, and he get mad at you.
小气死了，拿回去吧。
You're so stingy, just take it back.
谁不稀罕你的东西啊？
Who cares about
it? 用一用一天到晚讲来讲去的。
Why do you always talk about it?
你看，从前对他的好处都推得一干二净。
And he forgot all the
things. 好像是人家抢他的东西，是他的，不是他的了。
He acts as if you're taking things from him.
那这个是一种强盗的态度。
This is the action of robbery.
那神对仆人约伯不是如此。 But it's not like a joke. And
everything he owns is from God.
Oh, 神拿去之后，他不但不埋怨，他实在值得感谢。
But when the God took it away, he doesn't complain, instead he gives thanks.
哎呀，前些年我真是有这么好享受，都是神给我的，不是他给我，我还享受不到。
Many years God gave me this, I enjoy.
弟兄姊妹，
me, I cannot have this.
这是我们对于身外之物啊，必须要有的看法。
This is the attitude we should toward our material things.
如果我们爱神给我们的东西胜过爱一切，我们常常受不住魔鬼的考验。
We love the material things more than the believer God himself.
我们看见，的确许多人跌倒就在这里。
We see a lot of people fall because of this.
那么第二个原因，他为什么会得胜呢？
The second reason why he can win.
由于他知道他的人生是以荣耀神、敬拜神为不可少的。
Because he thinks his life is necessary for glorifying God.
你看见在他丰富的时候，他仍然以荣耀神为目的。
When he was rich, his life purpose was to glorify God.
他贫穷的时候，仍然以荣耀神为目的。
When he was poor, he also used the same purpose.
这个人不管是水，不管是火，都不能够改变他对于神的那个纯洁的关系。
Neither water nor fire cannot change his.
这个人有一个纯真的信心在他里面。我们常常这个人呢，使神很难来对待我们。
Sometimes we make God very difficult to.
对我们好一点，我们就发疯。
When God treats us well, we become wild.
也看不起神，也看不起人。
We despise God also, man.
神对我们苦一点呢，我们就怎么样？我们就灰心丧胆。
God treat us with a little trouble, we become discouraged.
又吃不下，又睡不着，眼泪也难以擦干。
We cannot eat nor sleep, and cannot.
所以真是好也不行，坏也不行，神怎么办我们呢
？So God cannot treat us too well or too bad.
真是。
How God is going to deal with us?
是一个非常亏欠主的人。
So we really fall short of.
那么第三，为什么约瑟能够得胜呢
？How God can have victory?
啊，在这里没有讲出来。
Tell us.
那是由于约伯他的信仰是经常有操练
because,
他的灵命是成熟的
because he has a mature spiritual life and he has training in his spiritual life
我们好多时候来不知道保持一个纯正啊，这个信仰生活的重要
many times we forget how to keep a pure faith life
哎呀，我常常祷告好像也得不着什么嘛
Sometimes we feel we constantly pray, cannot receive
thanks. 这种灵修生活这么一直守来守去啊，这平凡得很，有什么用处呢
？Our spiritual life seems to be always very common.
这个是大有用处。
This is indeed very.
虽然一时我们看不见很大的作用
，Maybe at this present we cannot see the benefit.
但是到有忽然来的变化的时候，你知道那个操练的作用了。
But when something all of a sudden happens to us, we know what is the good of training.
那些操练给你有自然应付的力量。
When we have a faith training, we can overcome a lot of trouble.
就好像一个军人打仗是一样。
Like a soldier fighting a battle.
哎呀，我们真是当兵的时候觉得这个教官讨厌死了。
When we are soldiers, we doesn't like the instructor.
左右左左右左左来左去左什么东西一下扑倒一下起来一下又是集合一下又是解散
sometimes fall down sometimes stand up sometimes gather together and dismiss
哎呀没有事把这个枪插来插去插来插去插了干什么用
always clean the gun and didn't really know what the purpose
有没有用呢
is it really
这样子的操练在突然事变发生的时候你能够应付的
When we have training like this, when something happens all of a sudden, you can face it.
你知道这个苏黎的本领是能够应急的吗
？Do you know that the spiritual ability can face the sudden happen thing?
那这一些是不是我们在世界上看见，我们在苏黎世界上就可以忽略的呢
？These things we can see from the worldly things. How can we neglect the spiritual things?
但愿我们能够好好的。 操练自己。
May we all train ourselves.
那第四个原因，他为什么能够得胜呢？
What's the fourth reason he could win the victory?
我相信你们可能猜不到。
Maybe you don't know.
约伯的身体很健康。
Job had a very strong body.
如果他的灵性很好，他的身体不健康也担当不住。
Had a good physical life and a weak body, then he couldn't stand it.
啊，一样一样打击临到的时候，心灵愿意，身体软弱了。
When all the bad things happen to him one after another, even though he is willing in his heart, but he can't.
他一下神经失常了，神也不得荣耀。
If he is broken down, mentally, then God will not receive the glory.
所以弟兄姊妹，你不要说操练身体一处还草，所以就不操练身体。我们知道很多的这个心理的毛病是与生理有关系的。
We know a lot of mental problems come from our physical.
我们绝对不能够做一个人做到像天使一样不管身体。
We cannot live a life like angels, care nothing about our physical body.
这个是天使，这不是属灵人。
This is angel, not the spiritual man.
属灵人还有个人的东西在那里头。所以我们对于这个身体，神要我们看顾，我们要好好的保守。
So we should take care of our health.
我们对于自己的孩子，注意他的灵性，也要注意他的身体。
To our children, we have to take care of the spiritual realm and also the physical.
这些不但是给我们减少很多肉身上的痛苦，也是在心灵征战上一个不可少的因素。
Not only we can eliminate a lot of physical problems, and also in the spiritual battle, it's necessary.
所以在这一个完美的约伯啊，这个人身上，我们看见一个得胜魔鬼攻击的人的一个图画。
So we can see a picture how Satan attacked Job, and we still have a beautiful picture of victory.
但愿我们也能够在这个时代里面啊，把这个样的一个生活见证出来。
May they also testify this successful life in ours.
我们现在下面请大家回去看一看第二章跟第三章。
Please read chapter 2 and 3 when you go home today.
我们今下午就来讲魔鬼的第二次攻击。
This afternoon we're going to talk about the second attack of Satan to Job.
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow and pray.
我们求天父让我们开我们的心眼，让我们知道很多灵界奥秘的事。求主让我们对很多我们所遭遇的，我们所看见，不光是有一个世人的眼光，主给我们有属灵的眼光。哦，主啊，我们实在愿意使我们的生命与基督一同藏在神里面。我们求主不但要我们与基督一同活过来，让我们与基督一同坐在天上。哦，让我们能够了解那里头属灵的征战，魔鬼的攻击，好让我们在这一个苦难的世界里面怎么样刚强站立得稳。荣耀天父的圣名，帮助许多下垂的手、乏酸的腿可以挺起来奔那前面我们当跑的路程。求主垂听我们的祷告，奉主耶稣的圣名，阿门。